diving in, what is your connection to the disability community?
Like many folks who identify as an ally, or I actually like the term co-conspirator better, my first introduction to disability was through a family member. My mother had an acquired disability that she received later in life from a car accident, and she was quadriplegic. Her employer at the time didn't make accommodations for her to continue at her job, and at the time, nor did she see it was a possibility for herself. Prior to her accident, she used to travel across the U.S. to do speaking engagements at conferences and, you know, large meetings in the audio industry. But those spaces and opportunities were no longer accessible to her, and her job made no effort to make those spaces accessible. And I know that she loved that work deeply, and I could tell that the loss of that job had a real dramatic impact on how she saw herself and her value in the world. It was my background with my mother was a big motivator for me, along with when we were called out from Jim Labrecht in 2016 about the lack of visibility and acknowledgement of the disability community at Getting Real 16. It was kind of these experiences that like led me to really pursue my work as the lead programmer for Getting Real 18, and working with Jim to organize the first convening of disabled filmmakers in Los Angeles, and to just really push the organization, IDA, to be more accessible to creatives with disabilities as a whole. For the longest time, I only identified as a caregiver, which was, you know, the role that I took with my mother. You know, in that time, I never really recognized my own challenges and how I interacted in the world. It wasn't until I stepped away from working at IDA for a couple of years and began working with the folks at the 1 in 4 Coalition, and I was actually the only person on the team that didn't identify with having a disability at that time. But it was that judgment-free environment that really helped me to connect with what kind of support allows me to show up fully as myself. The truth was is that I have been experiencing dyslexia my entire life, but I felt like I needed to hide that in order to be taken seriously professionally. So I did what most folks who don't feel comfortable asking for accommodations. And again, just going back, you know, it was when I was working at the that really supportive environment with 1 in 4 that made me realize that, you know, I also deserve to have the opportunity to not just get by, but to also thrive. And so I started asking for accommodations. And instead of just, you know, exhausting myself by compensating. And it's why I've actually asked to do the blog post in this format. So thanks for providing accommodation.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yes. Thank you. That was definitely personal, and I appreciate your candor with that. So what is NAI, and why is it important?
Yeah, so essentially NAI, or the Nonfiction Access Initiative, is a re-grant fund for nonfiction media makers with disabilities from the disability community, which is being made possible by the Ford Foundation. In addition, you know, it is a movement that's aimed at narrative change through building power and community and increasing opportunities for nonfiction media makers who identify as disabled. Though its primary focus is to get funds to makers in the most valuable way possible, but we are also looking to connect these makers with industry and provide career development programming along with that. We hope to set a standard of support that, you know, then gets emulated by the field And in the future, as a legacy organization, we also want to support other disability-focused organizations in strengthening their infrastructures as well. Why? Why does NAI exist? Well, you know, documentary has benefited from the stories of about disability over the years, and the nonfiction industry has only really recently focused on supporting the makers with disabilities and acknowledging the lack of disability participation in media maker career development programs and funds. That being said, though, the support is very limited. Many times doesn't take into account accessibility and also the specific mechanisms for providing the best way to support. And the complexity for some folks in the disability community on how they're able to accept financial support that that also doesn't impact their livelihood in a negative way. When we talk about access and accessibility, it's actually a very broad term, and it means very different things to different people. Disability is not a monolith, and everyone's experience with disability and access is very different. So it's really important to have funds and support programs that can address opportunities for support in a more individual way.
How does the advisory committee come into play?
Yeah, sure. So along with our primary partner, which is Forward Doc, they're a big partner around everything we do for NAI, we have assembled an advisory committee that is actually, as you mentioned, guiding the research and development process, along with our survey co-designers, research action design, or RADCAT. The advisory committee is made up of disability-led organizations from different sectors of the media, from around the world. Also included in that are several practitioners or media makers with disabilities themselves are part of it as well. While building the survey, which we'll talk about in a little bit, we also brought together, as part of the research process, we really tried to build community amongst our advisory committee, and we made time for them to share resources and hacks for navigating the industry, while being able to gather and think with others who share similar values and experiences.
Mm-hmm. I love that this is like a community effort. Like, there's more than one person. There's like a whole team behind this, and I love that. What is the kind of the research process that people and teams are doing to really get the most and accomplish the most?
Yeah, you know, there are many programs that engage in data collection and internal demographic work that serves their programs only. And, well, we have a different approach. We are doing a community-based research process. Basically, it scans the landscape and gathers what other folks have already been doing in order to determine what further research is needed. Our process is based in radical transparency. All data and research will be available in an open source format for others around the world to use for their disability work. Our first phase of research will be conducted through a survey that actually focuses on non-fiction media makers with disabilities. Though we do hope to continue to do additional forms of research that will focus on industry and allies in the future.
Okay. And why a survey? Like, what do you hope to accomplish with a survey?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Before we begin building a process for giving out the funds as part of NAI to media makers in our community, we are, like I said, embarking in this research process in collaboration with RADCAT and our advisory committee. Basically, the purpose of the survey is to better understand the needs of the nonfiction media making community, where they're working, what are the best modes of support, and also, like, what are the times in their process as creators? Would the funds benefit them most? But it's, you know, also a part of the survey is just to better understand the challenges of what folks are navigating in the nonfiction space and how we can support breaking down those barriers with education and conversation. the survey, it's, you know, really being created in order to best understand and address the needs of the disabled filmmaking community. With our advisory committee, we've, you know, created questions that ask about the creative process, funding, accessibility, and disability justice. This data, once we've collected it all, will inform our granting process and the nonfiction media field as a whole to increase understanding and influence change. Like I said earlier, it's an open source data project that we also hope that everyone from the nonfiction media making community can benefit from. You know, not much data is actually available, as the disability community is often left out of other major industry studies that examine diversity and inclusion in the film industry, despite it being one of the most intersectional identities there is. It's actually the only identity that everyone has the prospect of one day becoming a part of. I recognize that, like, survey taking in the disability community has a complex relationship, and particularly from a medical perspective, which often have extracted personal information from the community in a very prescriptive and impersonal way that is really mostly designed to benefit the survey creator. But again, we're taking a different approach to this survey, and we've taken the time to understand what is the best way to ask these important questions from the community itself. And we're asking them to guide us on what they see is important. You know, we are deeply interested in things like, how do these questions make you feel? As well as we are collecting quite a bit of personal narratives from the survey. Quantitative data can be very powerful, but often it's not the full picture, especially when it comes to the individual experience of disability. We also ask our committee members to be kind of selfish about the questions that they wanted to see and how they wanted to see and what would, like, benefit them personally or their organizational work. We also hope that survey takers will provide personal testimony about their experiences with navigating this industry as a media maker with a disability that we can share publicly. To increase understanding, to also have the real human experience to support the data we receive in the survey. I also want to say that there are a large amount of people behind developing the survey with a multitude of identities and intersections of identities that have helped to inform each question and why it's being asked. You know, collaboration and community has been, like, an extremely integral part of every bit of this process.
Yeah, this sounds like a great tool and resource as you move forward. So, speaking of moving forward, what's next? Like, what are the next steps?
Yeah, so we are we're trying to organize as many in-community survey taking opportunities or activations as we possibly can until the survey closes in July. Because we kind of recognize that some of the questions in the survey may bring up some untapped emotions and feelings that we hope being in community will help to process these experiences as they come up. But it's also a way for us to get to know more makers with disabilities and to show that there are supportive people behind these questions that deeply appreciate what people have to share. We'll be doing a member meeting with Forward Doc on May 1st, and we'll be presenting at the Real Abilities Film Festival on May 2nd, and we'll have surveys there for people to take if they'd like to take them in person, or you can also just take it online as well. I will say that we are looking for additional partners to help us spread the word about the survey, of course, always looking for more folks to spread the word. But we're also happy to collaborate with any other groups or organizations that would like to host a survey activation for their community of media makers with disabilities. We are also excited to partner with any festivals, conferences, etc., that would like to host us in sharing the results of the survey in the fall. And we're going to be using the information from the survey to design our own NAI fund, which we will launch at Getting Real in 2024, along with hosting some sessions there that will connect media makers with disabilities from the community with industry. We haven't quite determined what that's going to be just yet, but that's actually part of what we want to get from the survey itself. Again, the survey will be a guiding light to how we design many of these programs and our fund. So get in there, tell us what you want, tell us what you need, and we'll make it happen.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.